As for a few moments, there is a word from the Lord as found in the book of James. The letter from James, the 5th chapter, verses 7 to 10. The New Revised Standard Updated Version records these words. Be patient, therefore, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. The former waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient, strengthening your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Brothers and sisters, do not grumble against one another so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers and sisters, take the prophets who spoke the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, once born again, I stand before you in empty pitcher. Father, before you at full fountain, asking again, Father, that you would touch me, that you would use me. Father, that these lips you would use as yours, that your voice would be heard. And this body, Father, that you would hide it behind this desk so that only you were seen. So now, Father, as we go into this sermonic time, we ask that you would help us to understand what it means when we say that we must be patient. Allow this message to be heard by those you've given an ear to hear. Allow this message to be heard and received by those you've given a heart to receive. Allow this message to find its way out into those who you've given a will to do. So have your way now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What is the one thing that we have been told that we know about patience? Everybody says it. Patience is a virtue. Yeah, it's a virtue. Say it again, say it again.
Patience is a virtue. Seldom any man, wait, patience is a virtue. Catch it while you can. Seldom in a woman, but never in a man.
She's back to her normal. Patience. Something that we all need. It's one of those that we're in a time where we want it now. If it doesn't happen now, we want someone else that can make it happen. We move on swiftly with things that we want. We want the coming of the Lord to come now, but we're kind of standoffish. We want them to wait just a little bit longer until we've had all the fun that we can have, right? I'm sorry. Just tell the truth. We want our cake and we want to eat it too. We want to be as bad as we can be, and then when we're done being bad, we want God to give us just a little bit more time to get right. Sounds about right. Oh, just me. But as James is writing this passage of text, he says, be patient, therefore, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. We see what's going on in the world that we're in today. We want all of this stuff to be over with. We want things to go back to the status quo, things as usual. We want certain things to be the way we want them to be, and we're tired of all of this unrest. We want our taxes back low. We want our food prices back low, the gas prices back low. We just want things back the way we want them. There's a lot of stuff happening in a short amount of time, right? And we cannot wait until it happens. There's grumbling amongst one another. We're snapping at each other because of beliefs, desires. But James reminds us that we must be patient. I often laugh and I remind folks because people always say, I'm praying for patience. And I got to tell you, you know what happens when you ask for patience, right? When you pray to God and tell him that you want patience, it's one of the biggest jokes in the world. Because in order to have patience, there has to be some unrest going on in your life. Patience doesn't come overnight. You can't go to sleep and wake up in the morning and you're patient. That comes with one of those gummies. Those that laugh, I know that. But honestly, you have to think, if you want patience, you have to learn to go through all the unrest that has taken place. It's a way of slowing down. We're in such a speedy time that everything happens like that. 60 seconds, if it hasn't happened, we want something else. We're doing something else. Social media has taught us that we can get it right now. The almighty Google gives us everything we want in an instant. There's no more patience or taking time to research stuff. There's no more taking time to get to know somebody. Dating is done online. You see a picture, you swipe right. Or if you like it, you swipe left. It's all kind of things out there that is moving us to a place that we are not ready to be in. We can remember the days of old when you sat down for a meal that would take forever to cook, right? A crock pot, a slow cooker. If you grew up Seventh-day Adventist, they cooked on Friday. All day Friday, so Saturday after church, nothing was on, but the food was ready. I missed those days. It was killed when McDonald's came in. See? Always in your family. But he's telling us patience is what we're needing for a time such as this. With all the unrest that is going on, we must be patient because this too shall pass. James used the teachings of a farmer who plants a crop and we wait for the early and the late rain to water the seed, for the seed to break free from under the earth, to reaching the sun, to sprouting out and giving us its bounty. You can't drop a seed in the soil today and be feeding tomorrow. It doesn't happen. Patience. It takes time to do what it needs to do. And my brothers and sisters, God is full of patience. He is giving us another day, another opportunity to get it right, for our lives to change. One that is changed from being against one another because of various beliefs and various ideologies to one where we come together in love. One in which we stand for one another instead of against. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for the world to be loving and caring once again. It's not always about me. That's what he's looking for, what he's waiting on. Anybody still think life is all about you? It's all about you? It's not. It's about God in you and what him moving and grooving in you can do to help others. God is needing us to go through some things. And as we're going through it, you know, we want it to be over when we're going through it. But there's a process. Watch this. You go into a problem. And it can take as long as it needs to based on you. If you learn the lesson quick, it might be over quick. If you fight and kicking and screaming, it's going to take a little longer because that's that patience that you've been asking for.
But as soon as that process is over, you come out of the tunnel and you see a little bit of sunlight, guess what? There's another tunnel just down the street. So you're either in a situation, coming out of a situation, or you're going into another situation. It's that process of patience. There's going to always be something on your horizon needing you to slow down and wait. And not wait for someone else to help you, but wait on the Lord to guide you through. We're always in a situation because we forget to wait on God. We look at prayer and we fall down on our knees and we have a conversation with God, but it's that amount of time. Anybody said that rush prayer? I know I laugh all the time. Folks tell me that you want to say grace for the food. You want to bless the food. I say, all right. Everybody with me? On the count of three, we're going to say grace, right? And on one, two, three, but grace. Well, then we start eating. That's not what God needs. We do need to laugh, but we need to be sincere when we have a conversation with God. It's not a rush moment. It is a moment where we sit and we unburden ourselves to the Lord. We give Him praise for what He's done, but we also let Him know that we're going through. George preparing for knees. Miss Weedadell, whose family has just gone through a loss. We've got friends who are Miss Candace, whose biopsy has come up. For Miss Agnes, who is traveling home for the destruction of her country. Patience. We let God know what's going on in our lives, and then we sit and we wait for the response. Right? You gotta wait on the Lord to give you a response. It's not gonna come from Google. Google's not gonna tell you what to do. It's not gonna come through social media. They're not going to tell you what to do. You gotta sit and be quiet and wait on the Lord. As we study the Bible, how many times did you watch the prophets move on their own accord? Not one time did they move by themselves. They waited on the Lord. And if you want to know the truth, I'm kind of like Jonah. He was given a task, but he didn't follow it. You want to be honest? We're all like Jonah, right? We have been given a task to wait on the Lord and to deliver the message where He's told us to deliver it to, but in our own minds, we veer off track. We do our own thing because we know God is going to still do what He said He's going to do, even though He wants us to do something different. Am I right?
Amen.
God told Jonah, go and deliver this message. Jonah said, no, because when I give them the message, you're still going to forgive them. You're going to free them anyway. Why am I going wasting my time for something that you're going to do opposite of what I'm saying? And he got into a lot of trouble. So brothers and sisters, patience is what is needed. Don't act until God has given you the direction to act. Stay planted where you have been planted. Wait for the watering, the nourishment from the rain and from the sun, until you can bloom and blossom and move as God has called you to do. That it don't mean on these committees that you have been asked to serve on, that I need you to sit and just wait. I need you to move a little bit because we've got some things that God has called us to do. Joe has given us the task of 150. And then I understand that number's going to be going up soon, so keep your ears tuned. God has called us to help others. And the only way we can help others is to get up off of ourselves and go and give the message that God still loves you. That God still sits high, but that He looks low. That God is still in the blessing business, and no matter what you do, You cannot beat God's giving. No matter what you do, you cannot beat the love of God. But in all other things, all other aspects of your life, wait. If something is going on and you feel compelled to move, wait and make sure that God is moving you. Because when we move on our own accord, we make the situation worse. So my brothers and sisters, you must have patience. This that we're going through, it too shall pass. Is that right, Ms. Charlene? Operate number 3. You was down for about a week. I think after she had the operation, she was ready to go. Get me out of here. It's time to move and groove. I'll be at church next week. Wait. You're right, Miss Pat.
Right.
New hips. Getting ready to wiggle like Ellison. She had to wait for me, too. Patience is what is needed. Take your time. Make sure God is in the midst and in the middle. He will give you the story that you need to tell somebody. He will give you everything you need for what he has called you to do. Wait on the Lord. It's the word of God this morning.